diagnostics unit. Without so much as a word of greeting from Tarkham, Vader turned and stepped out from between the forward laser cannons. "I trust that your fighter weathered the jump from Ord Mantell in good repair," Tarkham said.
"Not entirely, Governor. But the starfighter's troubles do not concern me at the moment. What have you learned?"
Tarkham lifted an eyebrow. "An interesting question, Lord Vader." The foul humor Vader had been in since the attack at Lukaszek hadn't faded.
"I am not referring to lessons, Governor. Do you have new information?"
Tarkham nodded. "Something we need to discuss in strict confidence." Vader turned to respond to a series of urgent twitters from the droid, then wordlessly led Tarkin to a small, unoccupied situation room adjacent to the starfighter bay. The room featured a holotable and an array of communications modules.
"Our isolation is assured," Vader said. "Now, what have you learned?"
"I believe I have discovered a way to predict where the Carrion Spike will next emerge."
"Your prediction will need to improve greatly on our hunch at Galadran, Governor."
"I've removed some of the guesswork." Vader waited. "Several things before I speak to my forecast. First, the device serial numbers we recorded on Mercana indicate that the components were in fact part of a separatist communications cache, confiscated by the Republic during the war and warehoused in an Imperial depot until they disappeared sometime within the past 3 years.
"Disappeared?"
Vader said.
"Like the warship modules and droids you traced from Sentinel Base?"
"Precisely. Sold, stolen, or perhaps given away."
"All three possibilities implied the conspiracy of insiders."
Tarkin smiled with purpose. "There's more. The dissidents' attack on the Galadran wheel was especially well-timed, in that a Victory-class Star Destroyer had jumped from the system not an hour before the Carrion Spike arrived." Vader considered it.
"The dissidents knew."
Tarkin nodded. "They may be working in tandem with a scout ship, or perhaps the warship observed at Sentinel Base."
"Or receiving help from the same insiders who provided them with confiscated equipment."
Vader paused.
"The Emperor wishes to make an example of them, Governor. But he demands that we reel all of them in, not simply those who pirated your ship."
"And so we shall, if my calculations are correct." Again, Vader waited. Tarkin prized his datapad from the pocket of his tunic and tasked it to interface with the holoprojector table. A rotund star map resolved in midair, which Tarkin manipulated from the datapad. The Carrion Spike's movements were indicated by a zigzagging red line, annotated by measurements and calculations.
"Fuel consumption,"
Vader said after a moment. "I should have known you'd be ahead of me."
"I am not unfamiliar with the method, Governor."
Vader didn't offer an explanation, so Tarkin went on, using his forefinger to highlight his statements. "The ship was fully fueled when it left Sentinel Base. We didn't bother refueling on Coruscant for the jump to Mercana, as there was more than an ample supply for the round trip. From Mercana, however, the ship jumped first to Fiel, then to Galadran, and then to Lukaszek. We have no way of assessing, let alone knowing, where the corvette is at present, whether it is in hyperspace or parked in some local star system. But either way, its fuel is in short supply. And unless the shipjackers have completed their mission, a supposition I find highly unlikely, fuel has to be their next priority." Tarkin made adjustments to the star map, magnifying an area of the local sector. "Fuel requirements for the Carrion Spike are not ordinary, and replenishment sites out here are few and far between. In fact, calculations suggest only two options. Here," Tarkin pointed, "at Gromas in the Perkel sector, or here, at Findar in the Mandalore sector." Vader circled the map twice before coming to a halt and looking at Tarkin.
"As it happens, Governor, I am acquainted with both worlds."
Now Tarkin waited, but once more the Dark Lord offered no explanation. "Like Lukaszek, Tarkin continued. Gromas supports a mining operation. For Frick, I believe.
Yes,
Vader said. The Empire has a depot there that includes a full range of fuel options. Findar, by contrast, was attacked by separatists during the war and hosts what is little more than a large tanker in fixed orbit. The property of a criminal cartel some 20 years ago, it is now operated by subcontractors as a fuel and service facility for Imperial starships.
Two options,
Vader said.
Gromas presenting more difficulties.
The shipjackers chose Lukaszek over Namcharius, or even Belderone, and they transmitted their attack live over the Holonet. If, then, their plan is to spread both destruction and propaganda...
Gromas would be the expected choice, if only because of its relative importance.
Tarkin nodded slowly. It's certainly the target we should provide to the intelligence agencies. Vader nodded slowly, in full understanding of Tarkin's implication.
I'll inform the Emperor.
The Carrion Spike may already be in motion, Tarkin said, squaring his shoulders. As if in echo of Tarkin's posture of readiness, Vader planted his fists on his hips.
Then we have no time to spare.